BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Darren, I'm 21 and I'm from Falkirk. You might not know this, but I have made the London Eye go backwards. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
Scott Mills.
This is BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
So Darren was introducing the show today. Where are you, Darren?
I'm in college right now. I've got a tutor staring at me.
A tutor is staring at you?
Sorry, I need to go downstairs.
Have you been moved along?
Well, I've been moved along, indeed.
Push him along, Tony.
Push him along.
Go on, pigs.
Go on, pigs!
Right, now we're outside.
Away from the teacher staring you out. Tell me how you made the London Eye go backwards, please. How do you do that?
Basically, we were on a school trip for music, and we went down to London. And we had the opportunity to go on the London Eye, so we went on the London Eye. Do you know it starts at 6 o'clock and goes anti-clockwise?
Yeah.
It got to about 3 o'clock on the clock face, and one of the teachers that was in the pod with us said, I'm surprised you haven't mooned yet. So, being 16, 17-year-old boys, we took up the opportunity, and we all mooned on the London Eye, which was an experience.
So you're in the pod with a tutor...
Yeah, I was with a teacher at the time.
How many of you are there mooning, please?
7 or 8.
What a hero.
I was
mooning on the London Eye. So the London Eye came to a grinding halt and began going backwards, at which point we all panicked.
Is that what happens then when you drop trowel on the London Eye? Does it automatically go backwards?
I presume so. We can only try it again, I suppose.
Yes. Please, no one try this, please.
So, yeah, it went backwards and we got taken off for the exposure on the London Eye.
Well, is it because it was quicker for them to get you backwards, back to the start, than let you moon the whole way round?
Well, I presume they wouldn't want a full moon right the way round on the Eye.
Chris, you can see on Chris's face now, he's desperately trying to work out what time where he has to be on the London Eye to ensure he gets maximum exposure and not reversed.
I know.
I'm presuming it's about 11.
Oh, thanks. No, it's not. It must be half past the hour, if you think about it.
It must be like...
Well, because you start at half past the hour.
Yeah, so it must be like midday.
Yeah,
so
midday.
So it must be like 11.
Yeah. 1 minute before.
Yeah.
As soon as you're past that point... I think it's all go from there. 2 minutes to the bottom of the today.
This guy's my hero.
Right, it's really good to speak to you. Thank you, Darren.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Thanks for introducing the show today.
No problem at all, that's fine. Go on, pigs.
Go on, pigs, yes. Love you, bye.
Yeah, love you, bye.
Legend. No, he's not a legend, is he? No, he's not, though. He's not. I've said this before. Overuse of the word legend. Frankie Kokoza, legend. No, really not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, the Jeremy Carl game is coming up after 4:30. And to play the game, which is a kind of what happened next game, where we play little bits of the Jeremy Kyle show, and you have to guess what occurred after. Today, playing the Jeremy Carl game is actual Jeremy Kyle.
What? I'm so excited about this.
Chris... I mean, for all those years, you were a student, missing those lectures because you wanted to find out who the dad was.
Yeah.
And now it's happening. We're going to speak to actual Jeremy Kyle and he's going to play his own game. What?
What a king.
I know. Good that you avoided the word legend there because you know how much I hate that when they're not. But, I mean, yeah, he is... what's the word?
Well, he's a king.
He's a king. That's it. And Jeremy Kyle will be playing the Jeremy Kyle game just after 4:30. I'm looking forward to this very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, everybody, strap yourselves in. Here is the one and only Jeremy Kyle.
Hello.
Hi there.
That's a bit squeaky, wasn't it? Hello.
Yeah, hello there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, Jeremy. Now, obviously... I've not spoken to you for a number of years since we worked together. Yeah, all right. Since we worked together in Swindon, you know lots of stories about me and vice versa, so let's keep this nice.
Yes, keep it nice. And also, I think we both been a bit chubbier when we last spoke, to be fair. So I think let's talk about how good we both look.
Don't we look fabulous?
Yes.
How are you doing, anyway?
Not bad. Sat in my little dressing room in Manchester, back from the United States and making JK UK for 6 months.
Wow. So you made that in New York, right?
Yeah, the Americans are made in New York. When did we go? Last July?
Have you got to the point yet of Jerry?
They do occasionally in America, yeah, but I think they spend most of the time going, oh my God, did you hear what he just said?
What I particularly enjoy is how bewildered they look when you use words like knackered.
And I know. What was that? I was trying to think, Tom, what was it I said one day? Oh, yeah, say. You know, the Jeremy Carr show's like Marmite. What's Marmite?
Yeah, they don't understand.
Brilliant.
Chris, who works on the show, is a massive fan of you.
Chris Moyles?
No, this is another Chris.
I'd love it if Chris Moyles worked on this show as well as doing breakfast.
Say hi, Chris.
Hello. This is an absolute honour, sir.
Oh, God. Now, that's either heavily sarcastic or I'm desperate to be on the radio.
No.
Well, I was just about to say it's not sarcastic.
I've been making the tea since 2005 in the hope that one day at 4 a.m. on a Saturday into Sunday I'll get a gig.
Yes!
I don't mind getting insulted by Jeremy Kyle. That's
go on, Jeremy.
Part of the experience.
Listen, if somebody as useless as me can do 15 years on the radio.
Also, he's a massive fan of Graham.
Dr. Graham, yeah, he's actually, I don't know what he's doing at the moment. I think he's probably therapising with somebody.
As well as Graham as well, big hero of mine, is the guy who brings on the tissues, Will. Is he involved?
Will, I'd hardly say he's one of the smallest people I've ever met in my life, to be honest. I mean, that is his life. Imagine going down in history as the man who carries on the DNA results and the lie detector results and the tissues on Jeremy Kyle.
I'd love that.
I know, but he's quite proud of it, I think, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly. He's quite famous in his own right.
This Chris bloke, how long has he worked with you?
Oh, a while now, yeah.
How old is he?
24.
So, Chris, what do you want to do with your life?
Oh, my God, you'll be interrogated by Jeremy Kyle.
This is the best thing ever.
Go on.
I don't know. I always wanted to be a footballer, but I know that's probably not a sensible option for you, is it?
What do you mean for me?
I feel a bit scared.
He's scared now. I like this.
I'd like to be the new Jeremy Kyle.
Okay, we'll have a go. Go now. Go. Go on. Then you interview me as Jeremy Kyle. Do it.
Oh, God.
Here we go. It's my name on the wall.
Right, this afternoon show. Am I allowed to do this, Tom?
Yeah.
Sisters at War, who will get the inheritance? Haven't filmed it yet, right?
Right.
Sheila's 45 and Julie's 40. They are giving a toss over some money.
Right.
I'll be Sheila. Go.
Are you paying your taxes?
Absolutely, always.
Are you the father?
But you're not really getting the story, are you, Chris?
I'm trying here, mate.
I need 15 minutes in your ear. Somebody's saying it's a 15-minute part. You've done it all in 7 seconds.
You're a joke, Jeremy.
Sheila!
Look in the mirror. You come here, you want the arms up, turning around. I can't be interviewed.
Get off my stage!
Not your stage, though, is it?
Oh, God.
Anyway, very good. I think fantastic, and I hope you get that 4 a.m. shift.
Thanks, mate. Now, Jeremy, we do the Jeremy Kyle game, which our listeners absolutely love. I mean, you are a hero to students up and down the land. They miss lectures for you, you know, just to wait for the DNA results. So
it's dreadful, that.
I know, but it's true. Now, we're just going to play a simple game of what happened next. So I've got a situation from your own show. We just don't need you to see if you can remember what happened next, all right?
Right, Scott, like, I'm going to say this to you now. How many are you asking me?
Three.
Right, if I get 3 out of 3, you need to answer my challenge.
Oh, God. Okay, all right, here we go. What happened next?
Your wife failed that question as well. And I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something absolutely categorically in a pure English way. I have got better things to do like...
Like what?
Cutting my toenails than talking to people like you.
Your wife failed that question as well. And I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something absolutely categorically in a pure English way. I have got better things to do like cutting my toenails.
Yeah!
Get in there!
Come on, Jezza!
Get in there!
Next one!
Let's just do it properly. You've got to start behaving reasonably. You're a mother, right? And I've just...
That sounds like I had an attack of last night's curry. What?
You've just... What? Something.
And I've just...
This is one of our show favourites.
Oh, no.
It's a classic.
It's a classic, Jamie.
Tom, help me, Tom!
I have no idea.
You've had no idea. Can I come back to that one?
If you want.
All right, it's not very good, is it? I don't know that one, really. I'll have a guess in a minute. Do the third one. I'm gutted now. I've started like a train.
OK, here's the third one.
Did I not try and explain to you that those kids are more important? I am standing in a...
Right, listen, I completely admit defeat. I got the first one and I was so chuffed. I ain't got a clue.
OK,
sorry.
Here's what you were standing in.
Did I not try and explain to you that those kids are more important? I am standing in a lady's toilet. I'm supposed to be in the television.
That's a brilliant...
Oh, Tom!
That's a brilliant one.
Okay. Ladies' toilet, yeah, great, yeah.
And here's the other one.
Let's just do it properly. You've got to start behaving reasonably. You're a mother, right? And I've just headbutted a door.
Brilliant.
That is my all-time favourite.
We've done so many, and we're sitting here crying with laughter because I can't. I sort of remember it distinctly. Oh, brilliant! Thank you.
That's so amazing.
I was going to challenge you if I got 3 out of 3. So you need to come and sit in the audience, Scott.
Oh my God! Shall we go?
Yes.
Can we all come, please?
You must all come.
Yes.
Come as my guest. Sit in the front row with t-shirts on, saying the Scott Mills Radio.
Oh
One
my
show.
Word! Oh, this is a dream come true, Jeremy.
Bring Chris. I'm sure he'll be excited.
Oh my word! Well, you don't even understand.
Chris
okay.
Bill, I'm going to the Jeremy Kyle show.
His impression's like you two.
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
What's going on?
You got owned by Jezza.
I get that written on the shirt.
I would. I
but
got
even
owned.
Even that as delivery, I'll get that written on the shirt. Come on, Chris, sell it. Sell it, mate. Sell it. Right, this is your moment, right? I want you on Radio 1 to say, this is when, say, right, the Jeremy Kyle Show, US, Saturday mornings, double run from 9:30, ITV1. Sell it.
The Jeremy Kyle Show, US, ran...
See what I mean?
Yeah. But you just did it anyway, so it's all fine.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, good luck, well done with everything, and thank you so much. And if you ever want to come to either Manchester or New York, be our guest, and we'll look after you, I promise you.
This is incredible. All right, good to speak to you, Jeremy.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, did that actually just happen? Jeremy Kyle on the show, everybody.
This is one of the best days ever, surely. I mean, if you think about it, I was at uni watching him 3 times a day.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd get the chance to shout at him.
I know. You told him he was a joke.
You told him to get off your stage.
You're a joke, Jeremy.
He's amazing.
He's genuinely, like, so excited by that.
I love that in that quiz, did you hear, his challenge was just for us to go on the show.
I know.
When you accepted the challenge, I was like, oh, God, you haven't found out what it is yet.
All right, if I get all 3, Scott, what I'll do is I'll give you a challenge. Sit through one of your shows, I imagine. That is a challenge. A whole one? Oh, God. Don't they tape like 10 in one day as well? I'm not sitting there for all that.
That was brilliant.
No, we've got to go. We've got to go.
I know. We need to take banners, get shirts made, all that. Also, you know when he said about going to New York?
Yeah.
Is he, like, paying for us to go? Or is he? Do we just go and sit in the audience?
No, I doubt it.
No, is Jeremy providing flights and accommodation?
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was reading today that sales of Adele's album, since she performed, are up by 750%. How?
What do you mean, how?
Who hasn't got that album?
Do you know what? I was thinking of buying it. I haven't got it. And do you know why I haven't got it? It's because you hear them all the time on the radio, so it seems like...
So you don't bother?
Yeah.
I've got it.
This is my point. How can there be a 750% increase? Everyone's got it. Are people going, oh, I like her, I'll buy it again?
They might have lost it.
I don't... Most people would be downloading it. You don't lose it.
Well, if you lose your computer or, like, accidentally wipe your...
What, so 750% of people accidentally...
There's a lot of hard drive wipage going on.
Well, I just don't understand where all these new people are coming from. And it's, like, a year old. Oh, I know what, I'll buy that Adele album.
Yeah, but people are born every day.
This is what I'm thinking. There's a lot of babies born every day, Scott. And they all need one.
Yeah.
No, I'm not being funny. 6-month-old babies don't like rolling in the deep. They don't. They won't remember.
Where's your proof of that? You can't just come out with such a brash statement as 6-month-old babies don't like rolling in the deep without any evidence.
That's true.
Mm. No.
What? Do you think it's her?
What?
Do you think she's sitting in that massive house that she's got now with a 15 toilet, like downloading her own album? Because that's what I do to make myself look well popular.
Why would you do that, though?
I would.
But surely you never make... That's got to be a loss, because you never make the money back. She doesn't get more per album than she's spending on buying all the copies.
I think she's rich enough. How rich do you think she is now? Do you think she's rich enough to buy a yacht?
Yeah. I think she's rich enough to have better things to do than sit there and download her own album.
That's what
I
do.
If I had all the money in the world, I would not sit there.
First thing I do.
Like, downloading the Scott Mills Daily.
Do you think she's...
I obviously love it, but I wouldn't be wasting my time doing that.
Could you not?
No.
Actually, I might start doing that because it won't cost me a thing. It's free. Look, our podcast is massive now.
I download it, yeah. It's all right. You should listen.
Do that to listen to yourself, yeah?
Well, no, every now and then, I listen back.
Do you lol at your own jokes?
No.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. You do. Yeah, I was really funny then. If you want to get the Scott Mills Daily, it's available from bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's all our best bits for free. Do you think she's... Sorry, I'm still on how rich is Adele. Right, she's got like 15 toilets.
You're
right?
Well gel of Adele, aren't you?
I am a gel. I think she's brilliant. I love her to bits. I'm not jealous of her. I'm just intrigued by her now. Also, she had loads of security with her at the Brits. Like, it's gone massively, like, Lady Gaga famous.
I think that's brilliant.
Is it true that Sid Owen was on her table? Do we know? Was that confirmed?
What are you on about?
I heard
loads of people were saying that he was there with her.
What, so it was Alan Carr, Adele and Ricky off EastEnders?
Yeah.
Seriously? Do you think she went, Ricky, at any point? I bet she did. Because you can't not, because it's him. Do you think she's rich enough...
I love this.
...to buy Bradford?
No. What, the football club?
No, could she buy an actual, like, town? Or...
No. I don't know.
I don't know. I know.
You're fascinated. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I don't think about it as much as you.
Ever since I saw that thing on YouTube that she did the American like a CNN thing where they had a guided tour of her house, and it's just have you not seen it?
No.
It's so good. She did it for an American show. It's so good. It's like Through the Keyhole but with Adele. So good. Oh my god, there are a few people texting in that don't have Adele's album. Well, why not buy it? Everyone else has.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh right, Ricky off EastEnders is good friends with Adele's new boyfriend. That's why Ricky, or Sid Owen, was at the table with Adele. Also, you know I was saying that she's got like 15 toilets now? Mm. What would happen if you flushed them all at once? Because I'd like to go in there, and all right, Adele, and then like, well, obviously I'd have to take 14 other people with me, and just flush them all and see what happens. Do anyone know what happens when you flush toilets en masse? Is that just me?
Well, waste of water, unless you've done something in them beforehand.
Something quite spectacular must happen. If you've got 15 flushes on the go, come on, think about it.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
What are you expecting?
I don't know, but I'd like to try it and find out.
I had a random tweet the other day. This is completely unrelated. Someone tweeted me saying they were stayed in a hotel once, flushed a toilet and a chicken leg came back up.
What?
And I thought, this is why I love social networks, because, like, what? Have you ever had that happen to you in a hotel? That you flush the toilet and then a chicken leg comes up? It made me so, like, what the?
What, like a cooked one?
I don't know, I didn't ask any more questions. So maybe in Adele's house you just get like a bargain bucket.
Today is such a weird show.
I don't know.
What, like a whole bucket of fried chicken?
Well, if you're flushing 15 at once...
Okay, right, we need to stop this at once.
The Scott Mills Daily.
At the moment it lives just on Radio 1, but eventually it's going to be a book and then maybe even a Hollywood movie. It's 24 years at the tap end.
Can I give a little shout out to Jordan? It's a girl called Jordan who keeps spamming Twitter with something called a twittition.
Right.
Which is like a petition on Twitter to get the book published. But I really respect the effort.
Oh, that's good. How many people have signed up to the twittition?
I don't think there's like... I think there's about 50, but that's good.
That's a start.
For a twittition. And someone showed me a Facebook group that's been set up as well, which I'm equally as impressed by.
I love it.
But thank you. It's very kind.
So where are we today in the autobiography?
I thought we'd go to my uni days and go to the 20th year at the Tap End, if you're keen.
I am keen.
Bacalar?
Roddo.
And I'm ready. It was just over a semester into my second year, and everything at uni, except the degree, was going well.
I hate that.
I know you pick up on that.
Ugh.
Semester.
Hate that.
Because I said earlier, I'm sure it's term, and Chris said...
No, semester. We called them semesters at uni.
I know, but
term
it's
term is school, apparently.
Term is school.
Hello, we're not in America, everybody.
What would you like me to call it?
What do you mean? This is his sophomore year.
Oh, I hate that as well. Stop it.
I don't even know which one that is.
I don't even know either, but...
There's sophomore. What's the other one?
It annoys.
Freshman.
Stop it.
Is this your sophomore?
Must be.
There's nothing that annoys me more. And in the book, I hope you're not going to be spelling colour without a U. And centre, E-R.
Oh, you might have to for your American audience.
True. What do we do in America for the film?
Every time you mention coriander, you just have to say cilantro.
Okay.
I'm
sure that's not going to be too many changes, though, do you? Hmm. Can't remember many mentions.
I'd gathered a great set of mates, and although it was a bit of a shoddy place, the palace, as we called it, wasn't such a bad place to live.
Is this the one I visited?
Yeah.
The one with the... It used to be an old people's home.
The converted old people's home, yeah.
Brilliant, though, because there was, like, stair lift action everywhere you went.
Yeah, and bars to hold on to after a night out.
Exactly. It became very useful, I found.
Generally, everyone in our house got on well, and it was nice to share important yearly events with a nice group of people. It was Pancake Day, and we were all keen to celebrate it in style. Me and my housemate Oggie had been chatting about it for a while, and we wanted to celebrate with some ultimate tossing before a big night out. We cooked up a couple of pancakes and stood outside on two sides of the house, one in the front garden and one in the back garden, and attempted to lob pancakes over the house. Ultimate tossing, that's what we called it.
But why?
Because we're tossing pancakes, but we're doing them over houses.
Could you actually get it over the house?
No, not once.
No, I was going to say, it must be quite difficult. It's not like a ball.
No, it's really annoying. They just sort of get snared on the roof or on windows.
Oh, gross.
You had a lot of free time, didn't you, Chris?
Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah.
It was great fun, but sparked an argument between me and one of my housemates, whose window got covered in pancake. She wasn't happy. Anyway, there was no time for arguments. Tonight we were celebrating Pancake Day by going out to a Rubik's night at a club I DJ'd at called Jester's. You know Jester's, Scott?
Oh, yeah.
I still want to take Becky there. She's never been.
Do you know what? We should organise a group night out in Southampton for that.
You'd love it. Becky, you'd love it.
Why are you laughing like that?
Because you'd hate it. It's a proper student place. But
in
they're
a good
proud,
way.
In a good way. They're proud of it.
Yeah.
Around this time, I had two main jobs. I DJ'd the Friday nights at the Cube, which was the student union club, and I DJ'd the athletic union nights in Jester's. So whenever I went out, it was generally to these two main places. Tuesday meant Jester's. And I'd prepared an outfit, especially for this Rubik's night.
What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I still don't get that.
On a Rubik's night... I might as well just carry on reading.
Yeah, because you're about to explain it, obviously.
On a Rubik's night, you go out wearing six different colours, and the aim is to end the night in just one colour. To do this, you have to swap clothes with people. It's a right laugh. So, do you understand?
Yeah. So do you, when you go out, do you know which colour you're going to go for? Or do you just work it out with the first person that you swap with?
No, I think you do, you just go out and you find a first person. And some things are hard to get rid of, like the trousers and that, aren't they? So if whatever colour you get in them, just go for that. That's what I recommend anyway.
Mind you, after a few drinks in Jester's, I didn't find it hard to remove my trousers at all.
Brilliant.
I think they're going to take that and put it on the... Is it still going, this place? They're going to put it on the posters.
Yeah, they'll love that.
Put that on a poster.
Me and my housemates headed off for Jester's, each of us wearing something white, red, blue, orange, green and yellow. We stopped off on a couple of places en route, and as always, we stopped in a place called The Hobbit for a sneaky Gandalf.
Yep.
When we got to Jester's, it was Ramo.
What's a Gandalf?
It's a drink. Because it's called The Hobbit.
Right.
You can go in... They've got different cocktails, Frodo...
Baggins. Oh, okay, right. I thought it might be Cockney rhyming slang for something.
No.
Baggins.
Is that a Hobbit character?
Bilbo Baggins.
Baggins and...
Is it?
Gandalf. Are there any more? Who else is in that film?
I've never seen Lord of the Rings. I've never read The Hobbit.
It's a book as well, isn't it?
It's really bad.
It is a book, Chris, yes.
Yeah. Well, who's in that? Who stars in that then?
Don't know.
That's not Potter. That's...
What, in Lord of the Rings? Yeah. Elijah Wood?
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
But what's his character? Frodo?
No idea.
Anyway.
Baggins?
Nothing interests me less.
Same. When we got to Jester's, it was Ramo, with nearly everyone donning the Rubik's uniform. It was a quality night, and we spent our time working away round... It was a quality night, and we spent our time working our way round the room, attempting to swap clothes with people. Things like socks were easy to swap. I even managed to swap my T-shirt with a larger girl. It was a clever move, as it meant I wouldn't have to wear something tight. See my thinking there?
Yeah, I do.
My aim was to collect a load of orange clothes, and it was all going well except for the trousers. It was difficult to find a girl that was wearing trousers, let alone some that looked to be my size and orange. I was having to sacrifice my jeans, so I wanted to make sure I got something of equal value in return.
Hang on a sec, do you get your clothes back ever?
No. Oh. This is what I'm saying, so you've got to go out and buy cheap clothes for this event.
This is a bit like when I lent Dappy my shirt at Edinburgh, on Fun and Filth Cabaret at the Edinburgh Festival. It was one of my best shirts, and he still got it, and in return, I got his sweaty, minging...
I've got a photo of you wearing that.
Yeah.
And his chain and hat.
If you're listening, Dappy, give it back immediately.
Thankfully, it wasn't too long till I found a girl that I'd never seen before who was willing to swap.
And although, in orange trousers?
And although she was wearing an orange skirt...
It just stop interrupting.
Sorry. I reluctantly agreed to the swap, removed my phone and wallet and handed my jeans over. So I just dropped trowel and took the skirt. Mm-hmm. Wasn't ideal, but you've all got to work with what you've got.
Yeah.
It was a fun night, but I didn't quite complete the challenge by the time the night had ended. I couldn't get hold of any orange shoes.
Yeah.
Always a problem.
They're not big in Southampton, orange shoes.
Is it just in Southampton that that's an issue, or...?
I think generally they should be banned worldwide, but in Southampton, no, they couldn't
find anyone.
No.
All the same, I left the club with my mate Kieran. I'd lost my housemates hours ago, and we headed down the road for a curry. Kieran was a bit worse for wear as it was, and after a tasty curry, I left him and headed back to my house. I got to the palace and reached for my keys. Nothing. That horrible sinking feeling happened. My attempts to knock on the door resulted in nothing, and no one was picking up their phone. I tried this for about half an hour.
Oh, rubbish.
It was about 4 a.m, so I thought I'd give up and go and sit at the bus stop down the road for a bit. It wasn't ideal, but my beer jacket kept me warm. This time of night is brilliant. There's loads of mainly blokes about, dressed as all sorts, doing the walk of shame down Portswood High Street. I sat at the bus stop wearing a large orange baggy shirt and matching skirt, as other student blokes walked past, many stopping to chat or give a nod of approval. It's like they knew what was going on.
Mm. A nod and a wink.
It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And there's loads of blokes out that time doing the same thing. Maybe they've met a girl and they're just on their way back home.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Yeah, walk of shame. I mean, it's not always in the morning. There's a lot going on at sort of 4 or 5 in the morning.
Is there?
Yeah, loads of people around there.
Is there? At least stay the whole night, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I stay for breakfast. You've got to get a food out of
always.
It.
Always. I don't leave until they are.
Yeah, until you've had a full English.
Yeah.
Classy.
I'm all for that.
There was a good sense of camaraderie. An hour or so later, I was joined by a man dressed up as a Smurf, and we sat there for the remaining hour until the cafe across the road was due to open. At 7 a.m, the doors to the cafe opened, and me and the Smurf treated ourselves to a full English. As more and more blokes joined us on their walk of shame, most in some kind of fancy dress, there was a really good atmosphere. Even my mate Kieran called me to tell me he'd been woken up in the wrong house, and that he was coming to join me.
What?
What had happened is he thought he'd got back home. I don't know. I honestly don't know how he's managed this, but he's got into someone else's house. He wasn't with anyone. And they obviously realised he was in there, woke him up and moved him on. So he came to join us.
Mate. So hang on a second. He woke up in somebody else's house.
Yeah.
And then woke up and thought...
It's just the casual way where you're like, they obviously realised he was in the wrong place and moved him on. It's like, if you wake up, go downstairs to make a cup of tea, and there's someone else in your lounge, you don't know who it is.
Can you imagine?
You don't just go, Oh, you look like you're in the wrong place. Hi, then.
I don't know. I think there's different rules in student towns with what's
going
on.
Oh, you think it was in another student house?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. All he said to me was that he'd been woken up and he was in the wrong house, so... Can he come and... What am I up to? I was having breakfast, so he was going to come and join us.
I love the casual way that things are happening here.
I've never worked out why it's called the Walk of Shame. All the blokes I was with in the cafe were very proud. We shared stories and ate good food, and one by one we left. I said my goodbyes to the Smurf, the Shepherd and Harry Potter, shook the hands of the cafe owner and made my way back to my house, where the angry pancake housemate was leaving for work. As I removed my skirt and climbed into bed, I lay there. It had been another great night at uni.
What happened to the skirt? Have you still got it?
No, I didn't have much use for it. So
did you not?
Got rid.
I love it that you were sat there with Harry Potter, a shepherd and a Smurf.
That's how it all goes down in student towns, you know? It's a beautiful thing. The Scott
Mills Daily. Chris is, I think, a little bit offended by something that happened earlier today. Jeremy Kyle.
Right.
No, that was all good. You remember I was asking you about your ringtone earlier, Becky?
Yes.
Because you got quite a business-like ringtone, whereas
well,
you got diddle-oo-doo, diddle-oo-doo, diddle-oo-doo-doo.
No, it's just a ring. It just goes...
But I thought she'd have a polyphonic, like a tune... Like football or something like that.
Yeah, you think you'd have, because she's like quite urban, you think she'd have like an R&B track.
You got really offended that I didn't have a proper ringtone.
So Mel, who also works on the show, wanted to hear her ringtone. So she gave me her number. Yeah. I rang it.
Yeah.
And it comes up in her phone. I haven't got her number, but it came up in her phone as Chris Radio 1 Lift.
Right.
And I was like, what does that mean? Like, why have you put that in there? Did we meet in a lift or like, what's going on? And it's from ages ago where I gave her a lift and she didn't really know me very well. She's thought, oh, he could be useful for lifts. And has done Chris, Radio 1, Lift.
Right, so, like, she's just put your use.
Yeah.
As the way of describing you.
It's like, so she's...
That's how she remembers you.
Yeah, she's got my name and what I can do for her.
Yeah, basically.
I quite like that method of storing people's numbers.
Do you do that a lot, though? Like, I've got... various people under various different things.
Yeah, it depends. Like how I always put people in as the how I'm going to remember it the easiest when they ring.
I've got I've just looked through mine. James Tanning, but then I've also got Karen Annoying.
Yeah, I have slash Annoyings. And
you?
Also, do you have Don't Answer?
Yes,
yes.
Loads of people do that. I've got a... I'm not going to say the name. I've got a so-and-so, do not pick up.
Really?
Yeah, just to remind me. Because I wouldn't want to speak to them at all. But then also, I found out from one of my friends the other day that... Get this, right? I was like, oh, I'll just send you a text. I think I was sending them a picture message or something. But I'm next to them. And we, like, took a picture and they wanted to see it. I came up as Princess. What's that? Is that offensive?
Did you ask them?
Well, they were like,
too embarrassed.
Just, yeah, a bit. It's like, why am I in as Princess? I would quite like to know what I'm in the phone, your phone as.
You're just Scott.
Am I, though?
No, Scott.
Am I Scott Annoying?
Hyphen free stuff. No.
You see, once again, my use. What am I in your phone, please?
Well, no, you're nice and simple with my phone, just Scott Mills. I haven't put a use for you.
I find that a bit weird that you've used my full name.
Really?
Oh, Scott Mills. The one off the radio.
Yeah, he could show it to all his mates.
Yeah, exactly. I bet you do.
What am I in yours?
Like, that's impressive.
Woo. Huh? What am I in yours?
Starkey.
Really?
But I think you used to be, when I didn't know you that well, Chris, off of Southampton.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's weird.
Why is that weird? I know loads of Chris's.
Well, because that sounds like a use, and that's not cool.
Why is that, being from Southampton, or that's how I know you, why would that possibly be a use?
Because it's like you're hooking me up in Southampton only. Do you see what I mean? Right.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many people that have the do not pick up one. Not just us. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. People are actually sending me, like, screen grabs of what people are saved as. It's particularly good.
My mate has his mama's kebab in his phone because she's called Donna.
A lot of people are texting in saying, why do you have people in your phone that you don't want to speak to? And it's like, well, just in case they ring you, and it's to warn you.
Yeah.
Because if you get another number, you might just accidentally pick it up. So keep all your enemies in your phone stored as don't answer.
Yeah.
Not that I've got loads of enemies, but you know what I mean.
I've just got a text from Andy Barber.
Yeah.
Who's obviously my barber. You see, I've got his name there and his use.
There we are. See, that's his use. It's awful, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Shouldn't have said that.
No, really not. Good luck with your next haircut. Okay, now it's time for Dear Scott. This is where a lady that is posh from Radio 4 reads out your emails that you have been sending. Feel free anytime to send one in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It might get read out on a Thursday on Dear Scott.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L.
Hi.
While watching Got to Dance this Sunday night, I couldn't help noticing that while reading out viewers' tweets and Facebook posts, Davina McCall was attempting to emulate the PR4L by describing the various smileys that had been used. While I have always found the PR4L's smiley descriptions very funny, I had never realised what an art this is. If the mouth open smiley had not been hanging a foot tall over Davina's head at the time, I would never have known what she was talking about. Perhaps the PR4L could offer Davina some lessons in smiley description for the more obscure ones. For example, head cocked to one side smiley. Laughing smiley with sunglasses on and a goatee beard. Yeah, right, smiley. Love the show, you complete me. Jenny from Whitstable.
I think the PR4L is quite proud of her ability to describe emoticons.
Mm. She can translate them really well.
She can. And, I mean, Davina's also quite good at it, and she can do it live, you know? But then she's been doing that for a long time. But do you think, I mean, has Davina heard the PR4L and blatantly ripping her off? I hope not.
I think the PR4L is the leader in this game.
Blatantly, yes.
Mm.
And next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and all the team. I can't actually believe Chris's reaction to finding a grey hair and how happy he is. I'm 18 and I found a good 5 to 6 grey hairs over the last few months. Really not good. 3 sad smileys. However, it did make me feel a little better that Chris is a fellow silver surfer. Love the show. Much love. Lauren, 18, London. XOXOXOXOXO.
XOXO. Lauren, you're right. That was a normal reaction to have when you find a grey hair, especially when you're 18.
Yeah, can I point out I found 1 grey hair?
But that does still make you a silver surfer, because you were on the internet as well.
I'd love to be, though. I think it's a great thing. Actually, finding 5 or 6 would be great news, because I'm sick of getting ID'd, and everywhere I go, lottery tickets,
to
anything.
To be honest, I don't think that 1 single grey hair will allow you to buy hooch in Spa. I just don't. I don't think it's going to happen. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and the one that doesn't speak. How are you travelling? Good day. How are you going? Please find a little goodie bag of Australian goodies for Australia Day, even though it has passed. In the package, chicken salt for hot chips, Anzac biscuits, Milo, Vegemite, Tim Tams, Aussie flag and hat. Lots of love, Erica, off of Sydney, but originally from near Newbury, near where Becky lives.
That is so sweet. Thank you so much for doing that, because our Australia Day that we tried to create was absolutely bobbins. Like, proper rubbish. But thanks for sending all the Australian stuff.
We enjoyed the chicken salt.
Yes.
We sent Chris to the chip shop, and we got chips, hot chips.
Yeah.
Loads of chicken salt was delicious.
I don't understand why chicken salt isn't big here, because it is the most delicious thing you could ever have on chips or chicken. Chicken salt.
You put chicken salt on chicken?
Yeah.
Like double chicken?
Yeah, double chicken. I love
Whoa.
It. Yeah. I've gone as far as ordering chicken salt online because I can't find it in shops. So, do you remember when I ordered it and it arrived in that big...
yeah, you got like a...
In that big jiffy bag.
Yeah, it was like shelf, the ones that you put straight on the shelf, like a pack of 20. Yeah.
Lush. Loves it. So thanks for all that stuff. Could have put a Freddo in.
Scott!
No, didn't mean that. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS, PR4L, and whoever it is that can be heard laughing in the background quite a lot. I've been listening to some old podcasts recently and think I've come up with a paragraph that could act as Scott's kryptonite. It is made up of words he has expressed a particular particular dislike for.
Right, yes, I know. Words that annoy me. It happens.
I was sitting applying lippy with my hubby, who was wearing my panties. They don't fit me anymore as I'm preggers and have been eating loads of chalky biscuits and turkey with all the trimmings. He was drinking a glass of bubbly, discussing plans to head back to Blighty and asking where our brolly was.
Seriously, that has got me really worked up. Oh, God. Blighty is my least favourite. Yeah, and panties. What? Can't even bring myself to say it.
Also, I was wondering if Scott had pancakes on Tuesday. I did, and as I was cooking them, I noticed how they looked a little bit like the surface of the moon, and spent a few minutes pondering if old Moonface eating one would be classed as cannibalism. Winking smiley. Love you, bye. Sarah, off of Leeds.
Thanks, Sarah, for that.
I think that might have been the only time where cannibalism and winking smiley could be heard next to each other.
I think ever, yeah.
You didn't have pancakes because you were at the Brits.
Didn't have pancakes. I didn't even have my dinner at the Brits because I was too late because we were on air till seven. And I walked into the big arena and I just saw empty dessert bowls being taken out. And I was like, oh, rubbish. Nothing at all. Next.
Dear Scott, Millsy Mills. Ugh. Becky, I don't know your second or nickname. Chris, the tight lips, and the one that doesn't speak.
That's from the
While in the supermarket with my mum the other...
What?
That was from the loose lips where Chris didn't give away the secret. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I thought it was better to explain
them. Otherwise that's just plain weird. Yeah.
While in the supermarket with my mum the other day, I had an idea about how to speed up the weekly shop. All you do is convince her that one of her less liked friends is in the shop, and this makes her speed around, and at random moments saying, "Look, there she is," causes her to hide behind randomers. Thought you should know this for next time you're out shopping with your mum.
That is a brilliant, brilliant idea, because mums take ages.
And they also always have people that they're trying to avoid.
Oh, yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
They do.
I'm waiting to get to that age where, like, I'm frightened of going to the shop in case I bump into Mrs. Whoever.
Oh, God, it's her. Quick. It does happen after a certain age.
P.S. The Go On Pigs Facebook page only has 23 likes. Ugh. So perhaps this might stir up some followers. Much love. High five. Love you, bye. Laughing smiley. James in Derwent Valley.
Everyone go and join the Go On Pigs Facebook group on Facebook. And and also, while you're at it, maybe join the 24 Years at the Tap End one. Or the Twittition on Twitter. Thanks very much for all your emails this week. Do you want to be on Dear Scott? Have you got something to say? Doesn't matter how random it is, it'll get on. Send me one. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You might be on next Thursday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, Lord. What's up, Scott Mills?
Yo.
Yo. So, this dance of yours. You were just looking at it, like, what, a film of it?
Yeah, there's two hot dancers who are taking, well, they're being me and Ollie Mers. They're kind of replicating what we have to do.
Oh, okay. And so they sent that to you so you can rehearse it, and then you forwarded it on to Becky, and you guys have been watching it. So this is an internal memo only.
Yeah, sure.
This is not a YouTube.
No, it's quite... no, God, no.
Well, I've got it now, so I could...
No, you do could. Not put it... No.
Absolutely you could, and in fact you should. No. Are we not a public service broadcaster?
Yes,
but I don't want people to see that
you,
one.
It's...
No, it's not me, but that's them doing it well.
Yeah, but then people can memorise it and then judge you.
Well, that's worse, because if they see the good one, then...
What's in there? What's in there? What kind of moves are in there? Have you memorised them?
Is
Is the funky pump in there?
Is it not?
Is the jackhammer in there?
It's all everything, all in one. All like doubling up, feet, arms, it's bonkers. It's all on.
Is the double up re-rub running man in there?
Yes.
Is the switch dance running man in there?
Yeah.
The 180, 360 degree, back to 90 degree, 180 running man in there?
It's all on there.
That's called the four levels of degree.
Can you do that? Can you help me?
I can do all of it.
Can you?
You want to see it?
Yes.
Want to see me do the running man?
Well, yeah, this is, doesn't look like
that's
the
standard
radio.
Running man when you're on the spot, because you can go on like, for like 3 hours. It's quite a good workout as well.
Yeah, that's good.
As you can see, you can get a bit faster as well.
Yeah.
And you can also do it on an incline, so you're literally on a treadmill and then go back down.
Yeah, that's really
good. And then
good.
If you get a bit bored of looking at the same wall, oh, you switch stance.
Oh, he's quite good, see.
And then sometimes if you want to do a little ski move in there, you go side to side to side.
Oh my God, he's
like
really good.
One of my mum's aerobics videos of the 80s.
Up, you straighten up and then you're ready for the finish.
Yeah,
you're ready for the full stop. The exclamation mark of epic proportion in the world of modern dance. You ready? One, two, three. Oh!
Oh my God, he's really good. Right, here's a question.
Oh, Lord.
Is he, though?
Damn.
He is good. He's better than me.
Zane. Zane.
OMG.
Zane. I'm just checking. I'm just checking my heart rate. It's important you do that after the running man. You don't want to overdo it.
Can I ask you a question?
70 over 50.
Yes. Question. How...
Question?
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 How much money would I have to pay you to take my place with Ollie Murs?
How much money are you getting paid?
Nothing.
It's for charity.
It's for charity.
Oh, it's for charity.
It's for sport relief.
Sport relief.
No chance. Okay. Never going to happen.
But you're
never going to happen.
I'm sure I can persuade you.
Charity begins at home, and that's where it stays. I give charity from home.
Okay.
You see? Mm-hmm. I spread the love. Mm-hmm. Like millions of people all over the world, but never on camera.
No.
Never on camera. But you know what, Scott?
Wise move.
But I will support you wholeheartedly. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Mills. Scott Mills to win. Scott Mills to win.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.